Hare Krishna. So today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Kando, Chapter 7, Text Number 51 and 52. 51 is written on the board, so I will repeat. 52 I will read myself. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhaktir Bhavati Nahishtagi. Nalam Dujatvam Devatvam Rishitvam Vasuratmajaha Peenanaya Mugundasya Na Vrittam Na Bahujnyada Nalam Dijatvam Devatvam Rishitvam Vasuratmajaha Prinanaya Mugundasya Navrittam Nabahujnada Na Not Alam Sufficient. Dijatvam, being a perfect, highly qualified Brahmana. Devatvam, being a demigod. Rishitvam, being a saintly person. Va, or Asura Atmaja, O descendant of Asuras. Prinanaya, for pleasing. Mugundasya of Mugunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Navrittam, not good conduct. Na, not. Bahujnyada, was learning. Na, neither. Dhanam, charity. Natapa, no austerity. Na, nor. Ijya, worship. Na, nor. Saucham, cleanliness. Navritani, nor execution of great vows. Cha, also. Priyate, is satisfied. Amalaya, by spotless. Bhaktya, devotional service. Harihi, the Supreme Lord. Anyata, other things. Vidambanam, only show. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming perfect Brahmanas, demigods, or great saints, or by becoming perfectly good in etiquette or vast learning. None of these qualifications can awaken the pleasure of the Lord, nor by charity, austerity, sacrifice, cleanliness or vows can one satisfy the Lord. The Lord is pleased only if one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything is simply a show. Kindly repeat translation with me. My dear friends, O sons of demons, you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming perfect Brahmanas, demigods, or great saints, or by becoming perfectly good in etiquette or vast learning. None of these qualifications can awaken the pleasure of the Lord, nor by charity, austerity, sacrifice, cleanliness, or vows can one satisfy the Lord. The Lord is pleased only if one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything is simply a show. Purport. Prahlad Maharaja concludes that one can become perfect by serving the Supreme Lord sincerely by all means. Material elevation to life as a Brahmana, demigod, Rishi, and so on are not causes for developing love of Godhead. But if one sincerely engages in the service of the Lord, his Krishna consciousness is complete. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:30. Apiche suracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadure vahi mandavyam samyak vyavasito ghisaha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. To develop unalloyed love for Krishna is the perfection of life. Other process may be helpful, but if one does not develop his love for Krishna, these other process are simply a waste of time. Dharma sunishtida pumsam bhikshachena kata suyaha notpadet yatiratim srama eva hi kevalam. Duties executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. The test for the perfection is one's unalloyed devotion to the Lord. Thus and a purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chatsurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yatkripadamaham Mande Sri Gurum Dinatharanam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandagopakumaraya, Govindaya namo namaha, Govindaya namo namaha, Govindaya namo namaha, namaha Pankajanabhaya, namaha Pankajamalini, namaha Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna. So we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is wonderful session. What Prahlada learned in the womb, this particular chapter. The Prahlada Charitam itself is so important actually. He said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very frequently he was hearing Dhruva Charitam and Prahlada Charitam. Nearly 108 times he heard from Gadadhara Pandit. So we must understand actually how So emphasis he has gone actually for Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly this session of Prahlada, one of the Mahajanas. So we are hearing from the past classes different slogans, wonderful instructions actually he quoted, which he heard from Narada Muni. So he is trying to develop actually the asuras. So it is very difficult actually to, you know, preach to the normal people itself. Then those who got asuric nature, demonic nature, it is very difficult. But for a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj or A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, it is very easy to get the attraction of the conditioned soul and take him towards Krishna and Krishna service, Krishna consciousness. So he heard all these things from the womb when he was there in the mother's womb. The previous slogas he himself said that actually my mother must have forgotten everything, but I remember everything because of my guru's blessings on me. Narada Muni has blessed him. So like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was in the womb of Mother Uttara, so he was attacked actually. Mother prayed actually to Krishna to take care of the child. Pahi Bhagi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpade Nanyantadabhayam Bashe Tramatyu Parasparam. So Bhagavan Angushtamatra in a small form, beautiful form, he entered into the womb of Uttara and saved the child. So the child could see actually some beautiful personality so small, he is stopping actually the weapon which was supposed to kill him. So when he came out also, he remembered that because of mercy of Krishna. Otherwise you could have forgotten. So he was doing actually checking everybody's face. Is this person came and saved me? Is this person Pariksha? You are saying that his name is given as Parikshit. So like that, Prahlad Maharaj remembered everything, and he was inspired by Narada Muni. Actually, he should preach this Krishna consciousness, give to the children when they are very young itself. We should engage them in the Krishna consciousness so they will stay in Krishna consciousness. So today he is telling actually. Every time he is calling, my dear friends, the sons of demons, you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead like that. In the previous sloga also he said about the liberation. If a demigod, demon, human being, Yaksha, Gandharva or anyone within this universe renders service to the lotus feet of Mukunda, who can deliver the liberation, is actually situated in the most auspicious condition of life, exactly like us. So one has to, Mukunda Charanam, lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna's lotus feet, Seveya, devotional service is the best means, then only one can, even anybody, doing that, they will be liberated. They will come to the liberated platform at least. They will come to know about Krishna consciousness. So here, whatever he heard actually, he said, today's sloga is telling, see, when you go out, you will see there are so many instances, so many sampradayas are going on actually. Somebody is telling actually, you know, you do meditation, even in this Kali Yuga, they are telling meditation. I saw one devotee actually when he left from ISKCON, when I came to Vrindavan, I saw. And he was going somewhere else. So I asked him, what are you doing? He stopped chanting. So he said, I am covering my head with a cloth. And early in the morning, Brahma Muhurta, I am meditating. So So no chanting, no tilaka, no, there is no rules and regulation, nothing is required. So I saw actually after 1 month, they are not doing that. They changed that to somewhere else, some other Baba, somewhere else taken. Because they could not do that. It is impossible. So especially in the age of Kali Yuga, as per the Shastra, as Bhagavadam, it is not possible. Or somebody is trying to become a perfect Brahman, I am a perfect Brahman, I am following all Brahmanical rules and regulations and everything. Or trying to become, you know, as per the Vedas, if you do some activities, something like that, you can become a demigod or you can become a saintly person. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling them, all these qualifications cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just give an advertisement, actually, I am doing this. Or giving some charity and doing a tapasya, big tapasya. It's not enough. Sacrifice, cleanless vows. I am taking a vow that from today, I will not take any grains. I will eat only vegetables. I will not do that. I will not do this. They will tell 10 people also, you know, that I am drinking only milk. I am sustaining with that. But here, Prahlad Maharaj, one of the Mahajanas who understood Krishna, he says, this will not satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As far as Krishna is concerned, you cannot satisfy him without these things. The Lord is pleased only if he has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to him. So Prabhupada has quoted actually here in the purport. There are two places Prabhupada has mentioned. To develop unalloyed love for Krishna is the perfection of life. So Krishna consciousness person should understand actually why we are doing all these things. Austerities, penances, chanting. He is giving the clue here. These are all, everything is done to develop unalloyed love for Krishna. That is the perfection of life. He got love for Krishna. If you got a mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is giving love for Krishna in the age of Kali Yuga. Then I become perfect. Unless, until I get it, I am not perfect. My devotional service is not perfect. Maybe 30 years finished, 40 years finished, lifetime finished, or second lifetime has accepted it. So that is why we are attending this Bhagavatam class and reading Bhagavatam class, which is useful for us, this information. It is written here what we are supposed to do. And another sentence proves that the test for the perfection is one's unalloyed devotion to the Lord. If you want to test actually whether I got love of God yet, or how I know bhakti is there or something like that, everybody has got, Prabhuji, I am doing this, I am doing that, I don't know. So Prabhupada says actually, the test, you can take a test on yourself. Test of perfection, am I perfect? What is the test? One's unalloyed devotion to the Lord, devotional service to the Lord. Bhakti, the real bhakti has come within my heart. With the bhava is there. We are actually sitting in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. We are attending aarti, we are attending, you know, the classes, everything in front of him. So initially when somebody comes, he sees actually the decorations and the deities and his boat, so beautiful, very nice, very nice. But as our devotional services increase, this deity is no more deity actually. The devotee is saying actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is standing there. He is hearing what we are, Kirtan we are doing it, Aarti we are doing it, everything is accepting it. So what is the difference? Suppose we keep a deity and we are doing actually the devotional service, but one day Krishna himself is personally available. What will be our bhava? What will be our mood of devotional service? So this is actually the test. Whether we understood actually, he is hearing everything. He knows everything. As he given me the bhakti, as he given me only with mercy of Krishna and Vaishnavas, only we can give bhakti and devotion. So, dharma, swanishchida, pumsam, vikshasena, katasyaha, నోత్పాదే దితిరతిం శ్రమ ఏవైవికే ఏవహి కేవలం. డ్యూటీస్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటెడ్ బై మెన్ రిగార్డ్లెస్ ఆఫ్ ఆక్యుపేషన్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ సో మచ్ యూస్లెస్ లేబర్ ఇఫ్ దే డు నాట్ ప్రొవోక్ అట్రాక్షన్ ఫర్ ద మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ద మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత అండ్ ఇన్ భాగవతం. Whether I am attracted to that instruction, attracted to that Bhagavan, understood actually this Bhagavan Vacha or the great personality said, then only we will get actually the bhakti. So otherwise, whatever action we are doing, they said that many years we are chanting, many years, but the real bhakti bhava is not coming. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nayanam galada srudharaya, వదనం గద్గదరుద్ధయాగిరా పులగై నిచిదం వభూ కదా తవ నామ గ్రహణే భవిష్యతి. సో వెన్ వి రియలీ చాంట్ ద హోలీ నేమ్, వెన్ వి డూ ద కీర్తన్, షుడ్ టచ్ అవర్ హార్ట్ బికాస్ వీ స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ అస్ వీఆర్ కాలింగ్ హిమ్ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఫర్దర్ భాగవతం ఈ సెట్ యాక్చువల్లీ వాట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ ధర్మ, వాట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ ధర్మ పరో ధర్మ, వాట్ ఈజ్ సుప్రీం ధర్మ ఆక్యుపేషనల్ డ్యూటీ. సవై పుంసాం పరో ధర్మో ఏదో భక్తి రదోక్షజే అహైదుగి అప్రతిహత ఏ ఆత్మా సుప్రసీదతి. The supreme occupation, the topmost occupation. We are all doing our occupation. We are doing some activities every day. That dharma occupation for all humanity, whether it is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Indian or any country men, he says the humanity is by which men can attain to the loving devotional service and to the transcendental Lord. That is actually the supreme dharma. Coordinate our activities, devotional service in such a way, at the end of the day I should get the loving devotional service. Krishna is telling to Uddhava actually in 11th Kanda, but devotional service, loving devotional service, then he is telling pure loving devotional service. So there is a description actually between all these things. We should come to pure loving devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This we will get only by hearing about the Sravan, hearing about the Lord, telling His Katha. That is what Bhagavatam is telling. Tava Katha Amritam, the nectar, when we hear it, the Brahmanas' wives, they wanted to see Krishna by hearing about Sravan. Such a beautiful personality, I want to hear, I want to see Him, I want to see Him, I want to see Him. So again and again the devotees are keep on hearing about Krishna, so a natural attraction will come. I want to see Him, I want to love Him actually. So topmost person actually in the material way, also material world also, some people are so great, famous, they want actually the you know, go close to Him by doing something. You want to go close to Him, He's a great person, take a photo with Him actually. And that advertise, I am, you know, with Him sometimes. So our Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we see, actually we want to very close with Krishna. Our activity should be coordinated such a way. Further, Bhagavan is actually Himself is telling, that is what is mentioned actually, the hearing from the from Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan Himself is telling Bhagavad Gita, complete instruction, all the instructions are actually towards going towards Him and getting loving devotional service unto His lotus feet. So in the 11th chapter, text number 54, so now 53 is telling, Naham Vedesha Tapasa Nadanena Cha Chejaya Shakya Evam Vido Drishtum Drishtovanasimam yatha. Same thing Prahlad Maharaj is telling here. Tapasya, austerity, this will not attract him. That is what Bhagavan is telling. Arjuna, the form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. So don't go after all these things, he is telling. Then Bhagavan is telling, Bhaktiyatu ananaya shakya aham evo vidho arjuna nyadum drishtum jatatvena praveshtum cha parandaba. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am. Again emphasizing, Bhagavan himself is telling that. If you want to know who I am, actually as I am, only by undivided devotional service unto me, as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly without any problem. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So by doing devotional service, if you want to get actually the love for Krishna, we have to enter into the mysteries of his understanding, Krishna's understanding, how to understand. This is possible only by undivided devotional service. Seva, bhakti vas sevanam, that is important, Bhagavan is telling. As Prahlad Maharaj is mentioned here. Further, Bhagavan is telling, mat karma krin mat paramo, mat bhakta sangha varjita, nirvairaha sarva pudeshu, ega samamedi pandava. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. So many times Bhagavan is using the word me, mine. Nobody else, it is Krishna himself. That is what Bhagavan is telling to me. My pure devotional service, free from contamination of fruitive. So contaminated devotional service is there, fruitive desires are there. It is not pure devotional service. So Bhagavan is emphasizing here, if you want to know, you want to come to me, close to me, you want to come to me, my dham, then you have to engage into my pure devotional service. That is what Prahlad Maharaj is telling to the friends. This is the only one way, nothing else can take care of, you know, going back home, back toward it, going towards Krishna. So further Bhagavan is actually telling in 18th chapter, text number 54, Brahma Buddha Prasannatma Nashojati Nakangshadi Sama Sarveshu Budeshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendently situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards every living entity. In that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. So here Bhagavan himself is telling, how can we obtain pure devotional service? Try to realize actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental nature of the Lord, by hearing about him. What is the test for his symptom? Such a devotee will never lament. I did not get this, this desire is not completed, no. Nashojadi na kankshadi. And he is equally disposed to all living entities. Samam sarveshu pudeshu, Bhagavan himself is telling. So that is what Krishna wants. These qualities are developed, then we will feel actually to do the pure devotional service unto me. The other day one devotee was asking me actually, Prabhuji, I don't want to do service, seva nekanaka. My mind is telling to do something else. What should I do? You know, this is actually the clue. Because what happened, we have to know the greatness of devotional service from Bhagavatam and great devotional service. That is why Srila Prabhupada, actually all his purport, all his teachings, Everything is quotations. He is emphasizing actually, you know, about devotional service. Sir Krishna. This is the clue. That is why Bhagavan further is telling, Bhaktyamam abhijanati evanachasmi tattvadaha tadomam tattvado jnatva vishadeta danandaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. Without, there is no other way. He want to know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan is telling, you must know that I am the Purushottama. See, if you want to know, only by doing my devotional service, you will come to know that. When one is fully Krishna conscious of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. It is very easy. So the root of everything, bhakti and bhakti seven, everything is actually to know about Krishna, more and more about Krishna consciousness. There in South India, there is one acting famous devotee is there actually glorifying Krishna, glorifying something else. Then one person approached her. She asking, I want to know more about Krishna. You are singing about Krishna, telling about Krishna. I want to know more and more about Krishna from Bhagavatam. But they are not following Bhagavatam. Then she said, actually, if you want to know Krishna, who is Krishna, go to International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Go to them. Read the books of Prabhupada. Go to entertain the class. They will give you the knowledge about it. So why I am telling that this is only available here in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Go to any other parampara system also, any other Vaishnava parampara also, you take it. But nobody is giving the reason, nobody is giving actually the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the why Krishna is telling about me, mom. All these explanations are given here. One will totally will be convinced, he will not go away from Krishna consciousness. Because he developed actually the love for Krishna.
Sarva karmani api sada kuvanapnodi mata vipasrayaha mat prasadad avapnodi shashvadam vadam avyayam. Though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee under my protection reaches the eternal and imperishable abode of my grace.
How many times Bhagavan is emphasizing this point, assuring us actually. Whatever I told you about pure devotional service, do that. Learn it. Practice it. And what is the result of it? He himself is assuring that you will come to my eternal and imperishable abode of my grace. So it is not simply Prabhupada said you can go back home, back to water, something like that. No. It based on this only Prabhupada is telling actually, you will definitely go back home, back to water by doing the pure devotional service. So I was just going through the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he was actually engaging everybody in the devotional service of Krishna. He was emphasizing on that particular point. So there is one incident happened. When Mahaprabhu was showing actually in Srivasangan, the Mahaprakash, the Divya form of the Lord, to show to his devotees that I am the Krishna only, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was, 21 days he was showing to different devotees. And he was calling one by one and saying that Advaita Acharya he called Srivasa, everybody came, you look at my form, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you should not have any doubt about it, that is why I am showing you. Then he says that what you are doing, you pray unto me, come on, you pray unto me. So many prayers are recited by the devotees. And then at the end he will ask some benediction from me. I will not leave you empty handed. That is actually the nature of Krishna. Even if somebody has chanted one time Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will not leave empty handed. Something Prabhupada said, Everybody will get some promotion. Everybody will get some promotion, those who are chanting Hare Krishna, definitely. But nobody wants promotion. Devotees, they don't want any promotion. But he says, he asks anything. Mahaprabhu says, ask anything. Many devotees were asking different requests. So somebody said, actually, Namacharya Haridas Thakur said, you give me, if you are very particular about it, I should ask something, then give me that benediction that I should be able to take the remnants of the Vaishnavas. I want to move around the Vaishnavas and I should be always able to take the remnants of the Vaishnavas. So like that, somebody has pure devotional service, somebody has, may you be the Lord, my many Janma if I take also, you be my Lord. I should be able to see you like that. So asking, the turn has come for Mukunda. So Mukunda turn has come. Mahaprabhu was calling everybody, you come here, you come here like that. Mukunda's turn came and he was not calling him. So Mukunda was waiting actually, when you will call me actually. So he was not calling, he was not bothered, he was not calling. Then Srivasa went and asked actually Mahaprabhu, hey, Mukunda is very dear to you. He is doing devotional service. Why you are not calling him? What aparadha he did it? He said, don't talk about him. Don't influence me calling Mukunda. No, I am not going to call him. So then somebody else also went and asked him. Then he said, okay, if you are telling that, you go and tell Mukunda that he has to take, after millions of birth he take it, then he will be able to see me. So then this Mukunda was hearing outside actually. He was shouting and telling. Then he started actually jumping and dancing. Mukunda started jumping and dancing. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. I have a chance to see Mahaprabhu, even maybe I had to take millions of birth, but he said I will see him after millions of birth. He had a faith on it. So then he told him actually, he told the devotees, you call him now, Haribu, you call him, call Mukunda Rao, ask him to come. And he said, no, you know why I was not calling him? Because sometime he was keeping the grass on his mouth, so obedient. Sometime he was keeping the stick in his hand to beat me. How is that, Mahaprabhu? He said he was going out, when he go out, he was going and mingling with Mayavadis. So, and he was acting as one among them, Mayavadis, he was hearing from. So when somebody go to Mayavadi after hearing from me, somebody is going to Mayavadi and mingling with them, though they are also right like that, he says, he is preaching, he is hearing against the devotional service. He is talking against the devotional service, which I told actually, which is supreme benefit. So somebody is talking against devotional service means, as good as he is beating me with the stick. I take it as he is beating me. So that is what Mukunda was doing it. So he said actually nobody should go and associate with Mayavadis. Anyone who is explained there is something superior to devotional service constantly beats me with the stick. So nobody should talk anything more than, nothing more than devotional service. Then he said, he came inside and he said, actually, Mahaprabhu, you found actually I am wrong, I am talking against devotional service. I want to give up my body. This body is useless. I displeased you. So Mukunda came inside and he prostrated in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, the faults of your bad association are vanquished. I have been defeated by you. You know why I called you? Because you defeated me. Because I told you that I will see you after millions of births. You had a faith, you took it, you know, that yes, I will be able to see. You are not taken as a joke. I declare that you would achieve me after millions of birth, but you have become freed from them within a moment. Within a moment you forgot about all the other things. You are confident that my words are infallible, thus you have captured me in your heart forever. You are my singer and you always reside in me. I was joking with you because you are a proper candidate for this incident. You are I choose you. Otherwise you were doing the devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy when he was singing melodiously. If you actually committed millions of offenses, they wouldn't be considered offenses because you are so dear to me. You are my servant and your body is filled with devotional service. I constantly reside on your tongue. So we should not be proud that we are able to sing or we are to katha or we are to do some activities. It is a mercy of Mahaprabhu actually. He is residing on your body. He says, especially as I am there on your tongue, that is why you are able to sing nicely. You are my servant and your body is filled with the devotional service. it is given by Mahaprabhu. On hearing the Lord's solacing words, Mukunda cried profusely, lamented and condemned himself. I am so wretched that I have not accepted devotional service. Since I am devoid of devotional service, how will I become happy by seeing you? So his point is, even if somebody sees Mahaprabhu Krishna, but if he is not doing devotional service, he will never understand who is the personality. When Krishna himself was here, so many people saw him, but very few people understood he is Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what he says. If I don't have devotional service, even if I see you, I am not very happy because I am not doing the devotional service. He is giving an example, my dear Lord. Duryodhana saw your universal form, which some people search throughout the Vedas to see. Some people are searching for it, they want to see the Vishwarupa, but you are shown to Duryodhana. Yet even after seeing the universal form of the Lord, Duryodhana along with his family were all killed. He did not obtain any happiness because he was devoid of devotional service. So Mukunda is glorifying actually the devotional service. Seeing Krishna is not very important, it is not the end of it. Even you cannot see also, if you do the devotional service, that is the greatness. You will be happy, anandam pudhi vartanam, pratipadam, realizing the Lord. I am so wretched that I have not accepted devotional service. Since I am devoid of devotional service, how will I achieve love of Godhead? By seeing you. When you went to kidnap Rukmini, he is telling Mahaprabhu, all the kings saw you riding on the back of Garuda. During the Abhishega named Rajeshwara, all the kings saw your effulgent form in the city of Vidarbha. You manifested your form that personalities like Lord Brahma desire to see. In spite of seeing your form, all those kings were killed. They could not achieve any happiness because they were devoid of devotional service. So during Rukmini Swayamvara also, you given dasana for so many kings. You are riding on the Garuda. You manifested. These forms are actually hankering to see. Brahma want to see. Shiva want to see. All the gods, they want to see actually your beautiful form. That darshan you gave to Duryodhana, but still all his family members, everybody was killed. What is the reason? Because he was devoid of devotional service. So by seeing Krishna, why we are coming any time to the in front of the Lord, we are prostrating in front of the Lord. Because he himself is there, that is what I am supposed to do. Suppose we see a great sannyasi, a guru, immediately we should fall down in front of the personality. So, because he was devoid of that. In your bore form, as the personification of sacrifice, you once entered into the water and held the vast earth of your tusk. The demigod desired to see that form of yours. Although Hiranyaksha saw that wonderful form, he did not receive any happiness because he was devoid of devotional service. Hiranyaksha also got this lesson of bore, Sukaravesha. We are glorifying that particular form of the Lord. And all, everybody want to see, so it was so huge, it was so golden color, it was so big. How he entered into the water and he lifted the once hear the Varaha God. Gopis wanted to see Varaha form. They told Krishna, hey, we heard that you took the Varaha form, we don't believe that. He said, no, I only become okay, then you show us. So on request he has shown, actually that is why the place is called Varaha God. He has shown the Varaha form. So even Hiranyaksha, even though he got your beautiful form darshan, but he was killed by the Lord because he was devoid of devotional service. He did not given his weapon down and he said, yes, he did puja, my Lord, you came like this, you know, I don't want to do anything. No, he is not surrendered. So the demonic nature, the non-devotees, actually they don't want to surrender to Krishna. They don't want to, you know, they say only in ISKCON when you come, many times people are prostrating and everything. Many people are coming, they are not doing it because there is no practice. Go to any other temple. They may take some coin or some money and they will throw it and just pranam and go. The secret of pleasing the Lord and understanding the presence of the Lord is understood here only in our temples. That is what he says. And we are doing devotional service. So everybody can have a hope by doing devotional service. One day he will, Krishna as it is, and he is assured that he will take everybody back home, back to Godhead by serving. Otherwise it is not possible. So these prayers are continued. He has given, Mukunda has given many instances here where you gave darshan, my dear Lord, but they could not achieve the desired success, perfection in their life by seeing you. Because they were not knowing actually you to serve you, do the devotional service like that. And afterwards also, Mahaprabhu is also glorifying actually the devotional service. See, that is why I am giving you the devotional service. Do the same, serve the Lord. Engaging you in different way, chanting the holy name of the Lord, Sankirtana, using this human form, body, chanting and dancing, taking the Krishna Prasadam. So in the disciple succession, we got this facility, we got this knowledge only because of the mercy of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we should be always, I was thinking that, you know, we bow down in a samadhi, we come here and we do some pranam here, we go to the house of Prabhupada, they go and do the pranam. Then one day I was thinking that this is not enough. Minimum 108 times we should do pranam to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, because Vrindavan is the place where it personally is available still now also. There is no loss of body, actually we can realize it actually. How great that personality now, what he has grown us actually in our life. How he chained crores of people around the world, chained their dress, chained their habit, brought them close to Krishna, come very close to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Any comments? Grandharasya Mad Bhagavadam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.